Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and in this show, we're going to discuss the different certification paths that are available in SQL Server 2008 Database Administration. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Okay, let's get started. Well, SQL Server 2008 Database Administration, there are many different certifications paths that one can take. We're going to try to address most of them here, specifically as they pertain to the SQL Server database. The first one that we will look at, and we just have a course on this, is the SQL Server 2008 Implementation and Maintenance. The SQL Server 2008 Implementation and Maintenance course, actually the course that I teach, covers most of the topics all of the topics that would be required to receive your Microsoft Certification Technology Specialist, or MCTS. So to receive your MCTS for SQL Server 2008 Implementation and Maintenance, certainly take the GoGo course that's related to this, as well as the Microsoft Certified Exam, and that exam number is 70-432. Most of the Microsoft exams will all start with 70, so we will reference them as the actual number, which is 432. So if you take the GoGo course, SQL Server Implementation and Maintenance, that will prepare you for the 432 SQL Server 2008 Implementation Maintenance exam. After you successfully pass that exam, you will receive your Microsoft Certified Technology Specialist, or the MCTS. The other MCTS that you could receive will be the SQL Server 2008 Database Development. And that is the same course that we have offered here at gogo.com, and that is the Maintain SQL Server 2008 Database, which is the other course that I teach. That course will prepare you for exam 433. Again, all of these exams are prefaced with 70. So we'll talk about the 433 exam. So after you take our GoGo course for the SQL Server 2008 Database Development, you could then take the 433 exam, and then you would receive your Microsoft Certified Technology Specialist certification. So by the completion of actually both of the courses, we've got one designed for implementation and maintenance and the other one designed for database development. The 432 exam is associated to the implementation and maintenance. You can receive your MCTS from there, and then you can also receive your MCTS for database development with taking the 433 exam. Now, that would receive your MCTS. You can go on further to the IT professional pass to receive what's called your MCITP. Now, there's three levels of MCITP. You can receive your MCITP for database administration, you can receive your MCITP for database development, and you can receive your MCITP for BIDS Intelligent Developer 2008. Courses that we were preparing you for would be like your MCITP for database administration as well as database developer. So first of all, we would want you to get your MCTS by taking the 432 and then taking your MCTS by taking Microsoft's test 433. Then to move on to get your MCITP, you first have to have your MCTS. If you want to get your MCITP, which stands for Microsoft Certified IT Professional, we're looking at getting our Microsoft Certified IT Professional, or MCITP, in Database Administration 2008. In order to receive your MCITP in 2008, you first have to have your MCTS from SQL Server 2008 Implementation and Maintenance. So basically, you first have to take the 432 test. So once you take the 432 test, you're now eligible to take the 450 test. The 450 test is the test that specifically is referring to designing and optimizing and maintaining a database SQL Server infrastructure using Microsoft SQL Server 2008. So, first of all, we take a look at taking the MCTS. That will give us the Microsoft Certified Technology Specialist. Then we would take the MCITP test, which is exam 450, which is related to optimizing and maintaining the SQL Server infrastructure using Microsoft SQL Server. That will give us the MCTS for implementation and maintenance, and the MCITP for database administration. Now, if we want to continue down the developer path, we would already have our MCTS from taking the 433 test. So far, we've taken the 432 test, the 433 test, which gives our MCTS. Then we're going to take the 450 test, which will give us our MCITP for database administration. Then we can take the 451 test. The 451 test will give us our MCITP for database development. The test 451 is specifically related to designing database solutions and data access using Microsoft SQL Server 2008. So by taking four tests, we can get four different levels of certification. The 432 is the SQL Server implementation and maintenance. The 433 is database development. The 450 is the MCITP, database administrator. The 451 is MCITP for database development. Now, if we want to look into further business intelligence maintenance, we can get our MCTS for SQL Server 2008 Business Intelligent Development and Maintenance. For that test, we need to take the Microsoft test 448. Now, there's really no other specific course requirements from Microsoft from these tests. As long as you know the material, you can take the test. So again, we recommend that you take some of the GoGo courses for Microsoft SQL Server, and then that will prepare you for these tests. The SQL Server courses that are taught by me will be specifically related to test 432, 433, as well as 450. Now, if we take a look at the Microsoft Business Intelligent Development and Maintenance, that test is 448, and that will receive the Microsoft SQL Server BIDS Development and Maintenance certification. So at that point, we'll get the MCTS for BIDS. Now, if we want to go on further, and we want to get our MCITP for BIDS, to receive our MCITP for Business Intelligent 2008, we would take test 452. However, in order to receive our MCITP for BIDS, we first must have to have received our MCTS from Business Intelligent Development and Maintenance 2008. So really, what we have here are two tracks. The first track is the technology specialist. The technology specialist is MCTS. To receive your technology specialist for implementation and maintenance, that would be test 432. To receive your technology specialist for database development, that's test 433. And to receive your technology specialist for BIDS, that would be 448. Now, in order to move on and become MCITP, for MCITP, you first have to have your MCTS. So to get our MCITP for database administration, we have to have our MCTS from SQL Server 2008 implementation and maintenance. Then we'd go on and take the test 450. To receive our MCITP for database development, we would go on and take our test for 451. And then to get our MCITP for Business Intelligence Developer 2008, we would take exam 452. So the MCTS exams are 430 something, and the MCITP are 450 something. 450, 451, 452. By the way, I do have my MCITP in all of these different technologies. So I hope that's answered your question as it pertains to certification within SQL Server 2008. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.